Hey, you ever been to Chancellor Park? That's where I live. My name is Tavin Dillard. I live in Chancellor Park. I mow lawns, mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. I sure am glad to join me here on this podcast. I want to let you know what's going on in my neck of the woods. Now, I started out years ago on the YouTubes and then the TikToks and the Instagrams now and the whatnots. I got the websites, the TavinDillard.com, but right now, I want to clue you into what's happening in my neck of the woods on the Tavin Dillard podcast. You here? I'm here. I'm glad you joined me. Now I'm going to send it over to myself. This is like the pre-introduction, but let's get on to the real show today. I'm glad you joined me here. Bank, bank. Hey, y'all guys. Welcome to the Tavin Dillard podcast. Seems like I ain't done an episode since last Tuesday's. I hope your week's going well. I hope your March is going well. I hope your spring's times is going well. You know, we lost an hour unless you live in, like, there's a couple states that don't do the time change, but Arkansas do. Arizona don't. So we lost an hour, and I ain't a real big fan of losing an hour. Well, I don't like being accused of something. They make me sound irresponsible. Like, well, you lost it. That's what, hey, you didn't keep up with it. I guess I got to go backtrack my steps, go check maybe the gas station sink. Did I leave my hour there when I was in there washing my hands? Where in the world did I leave my hour that I was so irresponsible with? But then in the fall, I don't get no credit. They don't say, oh, you found your hour. They say, here's your hour back. We're going to give it back to you. Now remember where you put it this year, okay? You left it over here and we picked it up for you. Now we're giving it back to you, but you need to be responsible kind of thing. I feel insulted by the spring forwards and the falls backs and all that, but I get over it. You know, we had a 5K in town. I still don't know how far that is, but boy, it's far enough for folks to get tired and have leg cramps and all kind of things. Got an update on that this week. I'll let you know what you see in the show notes today is the tickets to the Wichita Falls show. We kind of, you know, doing a soft open here in the last few weeks, just saying, hey, it's available if you want tickets. And some folks may be like, well, I ain't even in that area, so I can't buy them. Or they're like, well, that ain't for like 2.5-3 months away, so I ain't buying no ticket right now. But just so you know, it's there. We'll keep it up there, and I'll probably start talking about it as it gets closer to the Aprils. But we a couple months out from the Wichita Falls show. But I will say there's two things going on with that show. There's the VIP tickets and the regular tickets. And the show is like an hour and a half of me hanging out with y'all and performing kind of thing, telling you some stories, things that's going on kind of thing. But then the VIP it's a smaller venue across the street. Donuts is being catered, chocolate milk's being catered, and then I'm talking a little bit more. I'm doing a whole set, as they say, on donuts. So that should be a hoot of a time. So that's kind of if you're like, what's the VIP get you? They do that. But if you just want to be there for the regular show, you can do that. There's some VIP tickets left. There's only, you know, I think 75, 85 VIP tickets. And there's already been, what, close to 28 or 30 of those sold, something like that, as of today, I think. I ain't done the math recently. So, them's going, but if you want to be a part of that, you can do it. It's going to be a hoot of a time, every which way you look at it. And there may be some other shows coming up in other states heading into the summer or in the summer. And if that happens, I'll be letting y'all know. I've been on live. I did Facebook Lives a couple times there recently. I did Instagram Lives once, and talking to folks there, that's been a hoot of a time. Like, I did it from my trailer, and then folks said, hey, let's do the next live from somewhere else, and it was between Donut Goes or Burger Shed, and Burger Shed won out. So last week I did a live from the Burger Shed, so maybe the next live I do will be from Donut Goes. And I did those lives. I did one on a Friday night, one on a Thursday night last week. So I don't know, maybe I should pick a night where people know, okay, on this night of the week, he's going to be live on this platform. I ain't got that far yet. But holler at me if that's something that makes sense to you. Maybe I should try to dial in that a little bit more. But I tell you, this is episodes 10 of this season of the podcast. And man, the sun's been out a little bit. There's been rain too. I know been a lot of storms in Ohio and Indiana. Saw some rough weather, a little bit of Kentucky. But it's still starting to feel like spring. I've seen a lot of green growing. And I cut the grass to make the money. Green and green. And so I'm mowing, edging, grass cutting, legend. I got some updates for y'all guys though this week. So we clear on, I forgot. Well, so I was rambling on, but the show notes is going to have Wichita Falls tickets, and then I'll put a link to the merch. You know, we got the new town map shirt that's been selling, two different colors of it, so you can see your way around the town. Of course, then the crow funions over there, and early bird gets the perm. Might need that. Start thinking about Mother's Day. I think we still a little ways out on that. And then possum peg leg shirts there, bank. All kinds of things, and then the link for Tabin's bacon bag and the personal video greetings. If you got a March birthday, April birthday you want to buy for somebody, I'll tell them happy birthday. I'll tell it to their face in a video. So that's how that goes. So you can check the show notes if you're interested in that, but I'll tell you one thing real quick on Myron Curtis's paddle boats adventure, where he's doing a fundraiser and he's trying to raise paddle boats and starting a little side business. It's going to happen. They should be ready in about 3 weeks or so. And I don't know how many. He wants at least two. But, you know, you starting a business, you'll take one and then grow it from there. But folks that don't fish are going to have fun on the lake now, too. Now, is there going to be some, some trouble? Somebody out there paddle boating and some fisherman's like, hey, get out of my space. Maybe. But, you know, that's life. You work that out. And, of course, if there's a tournament, which we started to have more of those in the last couple of years, year or two, then they can't be on the lake during the tournament because, you know, folks is fishing. But anyhow, you can check the show notes for all that other stuff. But I want to talk now. You know, I don't know if I have much else to say about Myron's paddle boats except just keep an eye out. Because the big thing in town this past week was the St. Patrick's Day. That's where you wear green so you don't get pinched. I don't like getting pinched. Russell Tucker one time said, why don't you just get a green tattoo, Tavin? Then you don't have to worry about having green on. I was like, Russell, if I don't want to get pinched, I can't imagine getting a tattoo is going to feel much better. Feel like 1,000 pinches. I just remember to wear green, buddy. You know, like that away. So Thunder Punch had a 5K. What do I know about 5Ks? Well, I know you're supposed to run them, but after seeing the one in our town, apparently you can walk them too. You just got to keep moving forward somehow. I guess you can crawl if you need to. Other than that, it's good to wear the right clothes. You don't want to wear like corduroy breeches or something that's too restrictive of the arms, because you got to pump them arms when you're running and even if you're walking. That's what I know about 5Ks. It's exercise and it's kind of competition because they count the winner, because if you came in first, they let everybody know about it. So that's about all I know. And I know that Coach Hicks wanted to do it as a fundraiser for the for a boxing gym to get new equipment or whatever, that kind of thing, so you can stretch your haunches out and maybe do a little speed bag. I don't know all of the ins and outs, but I just know that was happening. Now, what I don't know about 5Ks is how to train for one, but I can guess, and then I don't know how far it is. I guess that's probably the biggest thing. Be like, hey, man, can you come pick me up? How far are you away? I'm 5K. And I'm like, well, is that 20 feet? Is that 20 yards? Is that 2 miles? I don't know. I ain't done the math. I didn't go to school for K's. So I don't know a lot about that. But if I was going to run a 5K, how would I prepare? Definitely work on just a standard glazed donut, you know, because there's a burst of energy give you. And then you can do a little jogging because you got to get your heart rate up. You got to be used to running. It can't be your first time running in a 5K. You should have already been done doing that. So I'd be having the right diet, you know, maybe a little bacon, a little donuts, water, sweet tea. Probably after workout would be Dr. Pepper. And then you can run. Now, this is what I learned. You can do some jogging, some light running around somewhere. Now, I need to be motivated. So, you know, like you put bacon at the finish line, good luck beating me. You know how that go. And then once you warmed up a little bit, then you stretch out. Now, if you touch your toes, that's the back of your legs. That's your hamstrings. And you stretch them hamstrings out because you don't want them to tighten up on you. Just ask Gilbert Phillips. More on that in a little bit. And then if you pull the front of your leg, that muscle on the front is a quadricep, and then you've got the legs is what I'm saying is what you think about stretching mostly when you running, because that's what you run on. Now, of course, you think when you got to lift weights or are you doing something like boxing or even softball, like you're using a lot of arm strength too. And that's all the other basic muscle groups that you know good and well. The triceps, the biceps, that's the back of your arms and the front part of your arms, the top parts of your arms, not shoulder top, but above the elbow. And then your forceps, like your forearm part, the intercepts, even your stomach, the abominables, all them muscles, they work together. There's a reason you all connected, you know, so you can do all that stretching to get ready for 5K, which we all know is 5Ks. That's how long it is. And you say, Tabin, well, how far is that though? Well, I'm gonna answer the question with the question. How far is a 5K? A 5K is 5K long. If I was going to watch a 5K, how would I prepare? Well, you can only watch like a sliver of a race, you know. The whole thing, you're only going to see whatever passes by you at that moment. Because they running by you. It ain't like basketball. They running up and down the same court. So once you sit down, you're like, well, they're going to be right in here in this little area right here. No, they running all over the place in 5K. And you ain't going to see. So it don't really seem like a spectator sport. Like you just spectating on the sidelines. Because you ain't seeing a lot. Unless you got binoculars or somehow you in a buggy or something that's following the whole action. And everybody's spread out too. Like, which part of the race do you want to see? You want to see who's in the front? Well, good luck, because they fast, obviously. So you got to figure out how to catch them. Or you want to see who's in the back? Like, what you really want to look at? Even NASCAR, it's a race, but, I mean, you know the track. You can see it, so you can sit in one spot, and you can kind of track them all the way around. But a 5K, boy, go in and out and over here and around there. And so, I don't know. I don't know how exactly you do watch one of them. Who ran in the 5K, Tabin? Who from your town ran in this 5K? Well, how about Shailene Riggs? She sure did. Misty Fizdale, you know her. She a wild-eyed teenage girl. Like, she ain't got a lazy eye, but you would call it a little wild. One just kind of roams a little bit. But she a sharp shooter. So it's one of them things that don't impact, like, her ability to see stuff good. She a good hunter. She worked at the City Poo under Coach Hicks before as lifeguard. She worked at Sonic. She's worked at Burger Shed. I think she had a little job at Uptown Gal for a little bit, and she's helped out Rand Farnhart down at Fishing Clips, you know, out on the lake. So this is a gal who ain't afraid of hard work, and she's running in the 5K. How far is that, Tavin? I don't know. Gilbert Phillips was there. You know, his mom's Chlorine. He beat up adult Bull Moose, and he played in softball. He ain't played on our team. And then he works at Sutter Me Up, which is the laundromat in town that Ricky Don Pearson owns. And speaking of Ricky Don, he ran in the 5K too. He a volunteer firefighter, got a double cab F-250. So anyway, he's staying in shape. Rusty Tidwell ran it. Rance Farnhart, Brody Childress went for it too. Cody Briggs and his brother Ricky. You know, Ricky's the trash truck driver in town. And then JT Whitlow started the race. His girlfriend Whitney, she showed up with an air horn. If you know anything about Whitney, that's Cody Mantell's cousin. She show up everywhere with an air horn. And the thing I've concluded about Whitney is that she wants attention. It's always about her. As much as it seems like, oh, what a thoughtful gal. She's cheering for people that are doing something else. She's cheering them on. No, she bring all the attention to Whitney. That's how she got her air horn taken away at softball games. She bring them all kind of places air horns they ain't got to be. And she brought it to a 5K where her boyfriend JT was running. She must have a subscription to air horns, because I don't know how you have so many of them things, and I don't know how many got taken away from her. It's almost like an addiction. Like she can't go nowhere without an air horn. Look at me! Look at me! Because she gets one taken away, and then she pulls another one out of somewhere else. JT wasn't ready for the 5K, and I don't know if he's ever ready for an air horn to go off. But most of us ain't, you know. Hey, I don't know what he did to prepare, but I feel like probably not, because he peeled off the course about 10 minutes into that 5K. I know that much, too. You can't run a whole 5K in 10 minutes. And he got Whitney off the side of the road. He peeled off, and that was a good thing, because she stopped mashing that air horn. And then they went and got, like, a bratwurst. You know about them? like a German hot dog or something. Jerry Don and Sybil Farnhart, that's Rance's parents, they run the flea market in town. They had a little booth set up of food. Jerry Don owned a restaurant before. Of course, his son, you know, Rance owns that one out on the lake, Fishing Clips. So they just a business-minded family. They have all kind of ideas, and they execute them, and they able to generate a little jingle, you know. And so they had a little hot dog booth set up, and them things were selling like hotcakes. But they wasn't hotcakes. They was bratwurst. Them like them German hot dogs. Speaking of Rance, he paced himself pretty well. He ran that 5K at a pretty good clip. He knowed what he was doing. You know, Rance is a, you know, like I said, yeah, his family, they know how to plan. They know how to come for the plan. They know how to make it happen. It's not just in business. You know, it's in life. Like, he got ready for this 5K somehow. I should probably ask him how, because you heard my best guesses of how to get ready for one of these. I don't know if it wouldn't have worked. I did not run in this thing, y'all guys. I think I made that clear in last week's episode. I wasn't going to do that, but in case there's any confusion, I did not run into 5K. Gilbert Phillips, he cramped up, but he got a lot of pride. So after he fell on the street and Shailene Riggs tripped over him, she tore up her elbow pretty good. Well, anyway, after that, he tried to get back up. You know, she skinned up. Shailene was steady bleeding. But she got up, she kept running, she didn't care. She farm girl strong like a lot of gals in our town. And Gilbert got up too, and he kept running. Only his thing is, his hamstrap said, "We ain't gonna do this." And it gaved out on him. Down he went like a newborn fawn on a frozen pond. Well, Ricky Don Pearson is a volunteer firefighter, and he owns, like I said, Sudden Me Up. He picked Gilbert up. That's his employee, because Gilbert worked there too. Did I tell y'all that? I mean, I've told y'all that before, but if this is your first time listening to my podcast, I don't think I mentioned that today. It ain't an easy task to pick up Gilbert Phillips, so I can tell you that right now. He does the maintenance over at Sutter Me Up and all that. Now, I don't know how long you actually have to be there as an employee keeping things fixed at Sutter Me Up, because them machines, they can just be worked by the customer, so you ain't got to do much. I mean, every now and again, one might break down, but I can't imagine you needing to be there every single day, you know, doing stuff. But anyways, that's where he worked right now. And, you know, he went to school, junior college in the Ozarks, and he's a backup catcher for a team a few years ago. And he beat up that adult bull moose. So, you know, he's a strong fella, but you can be as strong as you want to be. But if your hamstraps ain't ready for a 5Ks, down you go, buddy. And Ricky Don picked him up and helped him, but he wasn't going to carry him like firemen carry him the whole race. I don't know how far it would have been. I mean, I know it's 5K, but you know as well as I do, I don't know how long that is. All I'm saying now is that Gilbert is out of this race. He ain't running it no more. So there goes that. And JT Whitlow's done already dropped out. So, you know, that list I gave you at the beginning is starting to shrink. You see how that go? You know, the 5K is weeding folks out. Seemed like a few people turned out to run the 5K, but everybody turned out for the food at the end. I mean, that's the thing about it, boy. Our town steady runs on bread. I mean, you got donuts to sell. You got hot butter dinner roll softer than a baby angel's leg. You got that bratwurst and that big old hot dog bun. I mean, folks is there. Jerry Don Sybil, I mean, Sybil, they's doing some serious business with them bratwurst. I mean, serious business. Bud was too. He had some mobile burger shed options. Didn't have everything there. Think about it, in a town small as ours, if they really wanted, they can just go over to the burger shed. But Bud was there right at the end of the race where everybody was, you know, because you get them right where they make a split decision. You know, if they got to go a little ways to get over to that burger shed, they may not make it. But if they done and they hungry and they tired and they see what he got and they smell that food he brought, they liable to buy it. You know, it's a business thing. He's serving the town. Community loves him. Meemaw showed up. Come again? You heard me. My Meemaw showed up to this 5K. Mabel Childers showed up. They both showed up to this 5K. Now, Mabel and Meemaw, they was there for the food. They showed up. You know, it's like, okay, here's the beginning of the race. Here's the end of the race. Here's where all the food's set up. Well, they make a beeline for that. They ain't trying to go through no race. They ain't trying that at all. Mabel told Meemaw, though, you should run in that 5K. Said you could stand to lose some weight. So you see where this is going, y'all guys. I mean, we can't do it every time. As much as I try to and the Childers family try to, we can't keep Meemaw and Mabel out of the same room or out of the same event every time, all the time. It's liable to happen. What would be a better solution, if you ask me, is they make peace with each other and stop acting like little babies, little childish children. But anyway, Mabel fired the first shot, told Meemaw she could lose some weight. Then my meemaw said Mabel could stand to lose some teeth, and she took a swing at her. Oh, so lucky for Mabel, meemaw's already holding a bratwurst from Jerry Donna Sybil's little hot dog cart in that other hand. She didn't want to lose any of it. It's had some toppings on there, too. I think meemaw went for mustard, some sauerkraut, and even some diced onions, which I don't know that you need once you got the sauerkraut on there, but I ain't telling my meemaw how I'd eat a bratwurst. So she didn't want to lose any of them toppings, but because of that, she didn't land nothing much on Mabel anyhow. She got her maybe in the shoulder or something like that. Brandy Lynn broke it up. You know, that's Brody Childress's, Mabel is Brody Childress's granny. And Brody's married to Brandy Lynn. So this is her granny-in-law, I guess, best way you say it. But she done a lot to help, you know, keep Meemaw and Mabel safe from each other. So Brandy Lynn broke it up. Everybody else was finishing the 5K at this time. Rance Farnhart ended up winning it. Barely. And Misty Fisdale, she came in second. I mean, these are hard workers, folks in shape, all like that away. I don't know how much money Coach Hicks brought in on this thing, but he seemed happy with the turnout so he could get stuff. So, I mean, Coach Hicks is another businessman in town. Like, he know how to turn a profit, build a business, serve the community, bring something to folks that they need that helps day life, and in turn, you know, they turn out to help him kind of thing. Brandy Lynn brought her three-bean salad. She make a beautiful three-bean salad. And Jerry Don Sybil let her sell jars that they booked with the bratwurst and then went fast. And then that bratwurst meemaw got, that went fast too. And so Brandy Lynn had kind of pushed Mabel away from this thing. So not pushed her, kind of hugged her and walked her backwards like out of the way. And then by that time, you know, I get over there. And I separated Meemaw, and all you got to do is turn their attention to something else. So Meemaw looked in her hand, seen that bratwurst. She knowed she was hungry. You ain't going to drop that just to fight Mabel. You could fight Mabel any day, anywhere, but you can't get a bratwurst every day. So Meemaw was all about it, thankfully. It almost seemed like a town picnic, you know, at the end of this 5K, except it wasn't, because that's this week. We actually have our spring town picnic coming up this week. I don't know why they didn't put it all together, but the town ain't never done no 5K before, and I guess they never thought about putting it all together like that. You know, it's these one-offs, you know, like Coach Hicks, like, I'm going to do a 5K for the St. Patrick's Day week kind of thing. Well, he didn't look at this calendar, and I guess city council didn't get with him. They just said, go do your thing, Coach Hicks, and that same week, or, you know, coming up this week, we got our picnic. I wonder if they could have done them together, but you know, that ain't my call. So I guess the party just keeps going. 5K 1 week and then picnic the other. Mort Dwidell, he got his hand stuck in a folding table in the food section there at the end of the 5K. Good thing it ain't softball season yet. He didn't break nothing as far as I know, but he's in a world of hurt. I seen his face. And he's just helping set up tables for food or set up whatever they got going on. And it's just the little things. Little things could set you back, but I think he's going to be okay. Based on the turnout, Coach Hicks is going to have new equipment and plenty of money for dolphin chokehold classes or whatever he plans to do with it. You know, all them little things he wants to do at the gym to train the public, to do classes, safety things, all that. So we'll see. Now, Cricket, she ran it too. I don't know if I said her name at the beginning, but she finished the race, and she's ready to eat. And truth be told, I forgot she'd be hungry. Like, my mind don't work like that. So good thing I waited for her. It wasn't like I planned to wait on her, but I'm glad I just hadn't eaten yet. And she's like, oh, good, thanks for waiting. Let's go eat. So it was one of those things where I looked more thoughtful than I really was. But I'm starting to get better at that kind of thing. So I will say that. Some things are more on my radar than they've been before. So, I mean, that's what I call a win. You know, little step forward like that. We ate bratwurst, too. That's what me and Cricket ended up getting. And then we went to Donut Ghost table for dessert. They had a little table there, too. Shane and Cheryl Grubbs. And you're wondering if they brought jalapeno. Well, I don't know. I did not see jalapeno, but someone said, oh, no, she's in the back of that Chevy Cobalt. They left that doggy in there, and they just throwed, like, some Fritler nubs so to keep her busy. I'm like, well, that's the dumbest thing, because she will tear that car up. She will claw the back of that thing, and she will. If she got to go to the bathroom, she just thinks she owned that car. She basically do. You know, they keep the back windows down. I don't know if jalapeno would try to hop out them back windows now or not. I don't know that she's learned enough to know better that wouldn't be good and she liable to break something. But I didn't see her. That's what I'm telling you. But I did see Donut Ghost. And me and Cricket went there today to the little table. I was pretty full, even though apple fritter always sounds good. So me and Cricket, we just shared a standard glazed twist. That's what we had and we shared it. So, you know, that ain't a lot. especially after 5K for cricket. And I just watched a 5K, and I only watched a little bit of it. I got distracted talking to folks and doing other things because, truth be told, once somebody runs by me once, I get it. You know, I don't need to keep watching. I got Meemaw some curly fries because Bud did have that option at the mobile table. So she had something else to focus on and trying to hunt down Mabel and get her in an arm bar, which she would have. She done it before, and she could have dropped that into a full Nelson, maybe a half Nelson. She's even tried to figure four. She didn't have on a muumuu today, so she's more liable to do some of that more groundwork when she got on britches. But she did have on the crease britches. Not the Adder Candle and Flance. She can't afford those out at the outlet malls. But Uptown Gal, the store, the women's clothing store in town that Mort Dwidell's wife runs, they got their own version of the creased britches. So Meemaw had them on, but she was being careful because she didn't want to drop no mustard on them. You know, that stuff stained. Then she got curly fries with a little ketchup, and she was happy as a pig in the mud. And this week ahead, you asking? Well, listen. Town picnic, food, contest, games, probably a field trip for the nursing home residents. Cricket will be involved in that. Ain't never a dull moment here. Ain't never a dull moment. So I think it'll be good. I'm fixing to go down to Thunder Punch, probably spend a little more time there this spring and see what Coach Hicks has got new over there. And then, you know, before too long, City Pool going to be opening up. And when it's City Pool weather, I might not know how to get ready for a 5K, but I know how to get ready for cannonball season, and I know how to get ready for watermelon helmet season, and it's going to be a hoot of a time. I plan on having a watermelon helmet in Wichita Falls, Texas in May, because that's going to be, I mean, that's prime. That is prime watermelon helmet and cannonball season time right there. So it's going to be a hoot. I don't know what design I'm going. There's a lot of variations of the watermelon helmets you can do. And so I just got to think on it a little bit. But the springtime is here, and there's a lot coming up with where you're going to be wanting to cool off. Now, I know there's been some rain and bad weather here this last week, but that don't last forever. And then you got to get on with it. Come on. Well, I know y'all busy. And I know y'all got a big week, so I ain't trying to keep you too long today, but I will say I sure appreciate y'all. I got the comments on the Spotify you can leave and Apple Podcast. Leave me a comment if you ain't lately. Let me know what you're thinking about what's going on in town. Maybe the 5K, maybe Myron's paddle boats, or just how it's going. And you can share the podcast with somebody. I sure appreciate it. That helps me. And then you can always check the show notes for everything that's going on, how you can stay connected with me and all that's going on in Chancellor Park and my neck of the woods. So let's do that. Let's stay in touch, and y'all have a good week. And hey, if you ain't got your air horn confiscated at the town's first ever 5K, you having a pretty good week. Me, I'm Tavin Dillard. This is the Tavin Dillard Podcast. Till next time, y'all guys.
We'll see you later.